Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Despite the hundreds of roles he played in movies and on stage and TV, Christopher Plummer was best known to the average person for his portrayal of Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music. However, that changed dramatically earlier this year when Plummer won Best Supporting Actor for playing a recently widowed man who came out as gay very late in life, and his grown son had to deal with the consequences.
Hello?
Oliver?
Yeah?
I'm not sorry I woke you.
I went to Akbar tonight.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, they had some wonderfully loud
music. What kind of music's that?
Probably house music.
House music. Okay. House music.
Did you meet anyone?
Yeah?
Did you meet anyone?
No. Young gay men don't go for older gay men. You have it easy.
That the Oscar-winning performance of Christopher Plummer. Now Plummer's new movie, Barrymore, is generating pre-Oscar attention for his performance as the legendary actor John Barrymore. Christopher Plummer, it's an honor to have you with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
How does it feel to have all this career attention? I mean, you've been working for so many years, number of high-profile films over those years, but here you are, age 82, winning the Oscar and getting even more attention. How does that feel?
Well, it feels rather like starting all over again, actually, which is rather nice. It made me feel rather young, I think. And showing some promise. So here we go.
Well, I know you've always been in great demand, but are the offers even more now than, say, 10 years ago?
I've been working more in the last 3 or 4 years than I have, throughout my lifetime. I think it's adding to the list, not subtracting, which is terrific. I love it.
Well, it's got to be great for you and getting to do so many different kinds of things.
Well, I go back and forth to the theater all the time, so the theater career is never, it's never not there. It's always present.
So you're up for 8 performances a week, even now in these kinds of very demanding roles?
Yeah, well,
you do?
It depends on the role. Yeah, if it's too huge, then we cut it down to 6. But, I could do a contemporary piece in 8 performances.
So,
without croaking.
So you're a strong man. Take us back to Barrymore, the stage production for which you won the Tony Award, and now this adapted film version, which is opened. There's about, what, a 15-year gap here between when you did it on stage and doing the film.
Yeah, 1996-7 was when I did it on Broadway, and it ran for almost a year, which I had to stop because it was too exhausting. I said, well, and I kept saying to the producers that I'm not a machine, fellas. I can't go on forever. So we did stop, but the tickets were still, in demand, and people were loving it. So I got a huge charge out of Barrymore and trying to play the old guy. I admired him very much as a sort of great 20th century personality. And a tragic figure, too, in many ways, as well as a funny one. And the play is full of that, I think, now. We worked very hard on it to get some substance in it. And when it first was written, it was just a bunch of rather funny gags and not much depth. But I think we found it. And I think we found his Achilles heel and the fact that he did have this huge drinking problem. And it all was born out of it. Dissatisfaction with himself and his career, which was going not in the direction that he had wanted it to.
It also gives you a chance to really explore his talented family, his relations with his two famous yes. siblings, and sort of this mix of talent, of family, of the Achilles heel, as you put it, of alcoholism and his own aging, all of this coming together.
Yes. I knew Diana, his daughter, and that was about all. I didn't know any of the other members of the family, although, of course, I'd seen them often and admired them tremendously. But she was full of stories about her father, and she helped a great deal because a lot of her father's personality had rubbed off on her, some good, some bad. And Diana was a very generous creature. And that's the one person I was hoping that might see it, and I hope she'd have been proud of it.
Well, and did Drew Barrymore, Barrymore's granddaughter,
no,
see
I've
it?
No, I've never met Drew, and I have no idea if she's seen it or not. But, no, Drew is the one person I do not know.
We're talking with Christopher Plummer, Oscar winner earlier this year, and actually the oldest to win in the acting category. And there have certainly been some outstanding nominees later in life, but he continues to be hotter and more in demand, as he's saying, that any time previously in his career. So what are you looking for in the kinds of roles? Barrymore is obvious because this was a labor of love for you. But on other projects, what do you look for?
Well, there are lots of labors of love that I've had, both on screen and on the stage. I've just finished a one-man show, which I'm probably going to bring to California and then take it to New York. It's about my love of literature and how the great literature of the past influenced me in my whole life and career. And we opened it at the Canadian Stratford, and it got very well received so far, so I'm going to continue with that. That I love because it gives me a chance to play all sorts of different characters and also, you know, remember great chunks of poetry and prose from the past. So I have a good time doing that.
Can you put into words what it's like? I don't know if it is something you can describe, but when you're in something like Barrymore, like this very personal project on literature, yes. when you're up there, when you're completely in it, you can feel the audience with you. Can you describe what that's like?
Oh, well, I don't think there's anything like it for us as actors. I think much as one loves movies, and some films can reveal parts of you that you never knew you had. The camera is an awful prying and cruel monster. But I don't think anything can replace the excitement of the theater because of the live audience, the live reaction. You know when you've got them, and you know how to hold them. And if as long as you're a little ahead of them, you're in good shape, and their laughter and their silences are just priceless. Nothing can replace that.
So back to Barrymore, when you're portraying his life nearly a year on stage and then recreating that role for the film that's just out,
yes.
do you feel like you're in some way serving this art in a way that's at a different level or a way, and going back historically, looking at a great figure, that you're highlighting this anew?
Yes, I think so. Actually, the filming of it, of the stage play, and we do make it cinematic every now and then. Eric Canwell, the director, did a lovely job, I thought, because it's not an easy thing to do, to film a stage play and then make it look like a movie. It's almost impossible. He did a good job, but I was surprised when I saw it because, and very gratefully surprised because I realized that it was far more emotional on the screen than it was in the theater. The theater was full of sort of theatricality and panache and fun, but the camera really brought out a most extraordinary amount of personal angst and emotions because of the close-up camera.
Yeah, we're up there with you.
Yeah, you're up there with us, and sometimes that's impossible to do in the theater. And I was enormously pleased with that. It was almost a different show altogether.
Well, and how much work did it take to get back to the character, or was this the proverbial bike?
Oh, no, I did it all the same way. Of course, you find new things a little bit every time, but basically it was the same performance. I got that back on shape. And then suddenly there was the camera bringing out expressions that I didn't know I'd made. You're awfully familiar of it in one medium and not in the other. And it knocked me for a six when I saw it, and I was very glad.
Christopher Plummer with us on Air Talk. I know it for many actors, particularly with the kinds of roles you've had a chance to play, like Choosing Among Children. But if you had to pick one where the whole experience of portraying the character on film was just the most satisfying, is there a role you could pick?
That one hasn't done, you mean?
No, that you have. That you would just
that
say you
done?
You have the greatest affinity. It was just the most fulfilling character.
Well, I mean, I think I did Hamlet in the 60s in Denmark in Elsinore Castle. That was filmed by the BBC and Danish television. And I think that was probably the most satisfying, and it certainly is potentially the most satisfying role I can think of in the theater or film to play. And I just wish I was a bit younger, because now I really know how to play Hamlet.
That's a great thing about being an actor, though, isn't it? You only get better.
Well, we hope. I'm still trying.
I know you've got to just be so sick of being asked this, but I'd be remiss if I don't, because so many people love this film, The Sound of Music. You're a very young man when you did that role, and how you look back on it now, how do you feel about that and the kind of lasting cultural impact of that movie in your performance?
Well, I mean, I never thought I was very good in that film. It was only my third film, actually, I think. And I've since done over 125 or something. I didn't think I was very good. I didn't particularly care for the kind of film it was. It was a beautifully done movie. Bob Wise did a fantastic job of putting it together. And Julie was absolutely wonderful. It was one of her best performances on the screen I think she ever gave. She was so warm and natural. Kids were all good. It's just not my cup of tea.
Well, now you get to sample plenty of those cups of tea that you really do enjoy and that are meaningful.
Oh, yeah.
To
well, I've had fun all my life. I even had fun in Sound of Music.
I thank you, Christopher Plummer. Congratulations on how well your career is going, with Barrymore now being released in theaters. Thank you for taking this time. I've enjoyed
it. Thank you so much.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.